It was the game that wouldn't end. It just went on and on, my friends. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast that comes to you each weekday for just 3 minutes or so, and then you can move on with your day. I'm Brady. It's Thursday, April 18th, and we devote our 3 minutes today to what happened on this day in 1981, a baseball game that just kept going. This record setter was a triple-A game between the Pawtucket Red Sox and the Rochester Red Wings. Ironically, some of the players were hoping for a quick game, since it was a cold, windy night at McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. There was no score until Rochester picked up a run in the seventh inning, and that would have been it if Pawtucket hadn't scored the tying run in the bottom of the ninth. And then the game just kept going, because baseball usually doesn't end until someone scores a run, and nobody did. The league had a rule at the time that no new inning should start past 12:50 a.m., but somehow that had been left out of the printed rulebook, so the umpires kept everyone at it, at least until the league president found out what was happening, and he told everyone to stop playing at the end of the inning, which was at 4 a.m. The remaining 19 fans on hand all headed home, though most of them had fallen asleep and needed time to wake up. One of the players came home after play was postponed, but his wife wouldn't let him in. She thought he'd been out running wild instead of trying to break an endless baseball deadlock. The two teams finally finished the game in June. It took only one more inning for Pawtucket to win 3-2. The losing pitcher wasn't even with the Red Wings when the game started. Also on hand, two future Hall of Famers, though neither really had a Hall of Fame performance. Wade Boggs had four hits, but one of them was the tying run in the bottom of the 21st inning. He said his teammates were furious that he'd kept them from losing. And Cal Ripken Jr. went 2-for-13 in the contest. He joked of the record-setting game, quote, "A lot of us had a bad week that day." You can learn more about this long, strange trip of a baseball game at CoolWeirdAwesome.com. Coming up, a shorter and probably much sweeter event. That's right after this. Welcome back. Starting Saturday in Greenville, North Carolina, it's Pirate Fest. Live pirate music, pirate combat demonstrations, a pirate-themed magic show. I'm Brady, and it's free admission, so you might say the Pirate Fest is a steal. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.